menorah. We learn all about the menorah. The question over here is, what exactly does the menorah look like? Now, we have over here a very famous picture, what is it called? I don't even know what it's called. There's the Arch of Titus in Rome, about 1,950 years ago, when Titus, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, when he came back, he did us a very big favor. He did us an incredible, incredible favor that he built this Arch of Titus. You know why it's a very big favor? Because the Goyim, if it was not an Arch of Titus, the Goyim would say that there was never a temple. How do I know they would say there was never a temple? Because they still say there was never a temple. Even with the Arch of Titus, they'll still say the Jews never existed. They never lived in Jerusalem. There never was a temple. Excuse me, there never was a temple. So what is this thing called the Arch of Titus? The Arch of Titus was a very big toivah that he did to silence all of these Holocaust deniers. If people could deny the Holocaust took place only 75 years ago, okay, even though it's a fact. The Holocaust deniers were talking how many years ago? Much more than, probably even 50 years ago, they were denying the Holocaust. And yeah, the Azus Panim to deny the Holocaust to people, eyewitnesses. Go to Auschwitz, look at the ash. I mean, the Azus Panim to deny the Holocaust is beyond belief and only demonstrates one basic principle, Halacha B'yadua, Esav Soinei L'Yakov. They hate us. Their hate is so intense. There's no logic. There is nothing you can possibly do to reason with a Jew hater. When a law is passed or when an elected official takes action because of hate, there's nothing you can do to argue with them. There's no one to talk to. Look at Holocaust deniers. It's the ultimate Azus Panim. And the same thing is true with the Palestinians in regard to our claim to Eretz Yisrael. It is our land. It's a documented fact. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jewish people. Go look at the Arch of Titus. The Arch of Titus, it shows they're Jews. The people you see here in this image that are schlepping the Aroin, schlepping on top of them, the menorah, are Jews. These are Jews. I wonder who these people are. Are these real people? Or are these just he made up? Make-believe people? I have no idea. But these are depictions of Jews who are slaves, who have been captured and been forced to carry the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash from Yerushalayim all the way to Rome. They're schlepping it on their backs. Now, there's a documented fact that Titus indeed destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He took home with him the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. He erected this monument as a zikaron for his glory, and it's etched there on the walls of this monument, this arch that he, Titus, conquered Yerushalayim, and he brought back with him the spoils of war. A documented fact that obviously means that if he conquered Yerushalayim, it means that once upon a time Jews did live in Yerushalayim. So this is a statement, a historical record that is undeniable. How can anyone dare open their filthy, dirty mouth and say that the Jews never possessed the land? It's not theirs or occupiers. Excuse me, what's the Arch of Titus? The Arch of Titus is an historical fact signed by Titus himself that there were Jews in Israel and he conquered it and he destroyed it and he took home the spoils of war. That means you're a tzeach, you're a ganef. That's an admission of guilt of what you've done. Who gave you the right to go destroy the temple and exile the Jews? The Jews are just taking back what rightfully is theirs. Any event, over here we have the menorah. There's a lot of controversy. What does the menorah look like? The Rambam wrote a drawing. And the Rambam's drawing, he shows the menorah to be a V-shaped menorah. You have to be blind not to notice Chabad is obsessed with the V menorah. The V-shaped menorah. Not the round, traditional menorah you have in the base that we are familiar with. So it appears that the Rambam learned that the shape of the menorah was a V, not round. And some will argue, could have argued, that when the Rambam made the illustration, he was not being precise. Rambam was just drawing the basic components. There are branches, there are kaftorim, which are like knobs, these round bowls. There are flowers. There are cups, the goblets. So the Rambam was not precise. The Rambam was just drawing a basic illustration of what the menorah looked like, the components, but the Rambam never meant to go and draw a precise representation of the menorah. Okay, that is what people will argue. Now, you cannot say that. The reason why you cannot say that is because the Rambam had a very great son, Rabbeinu Avraham ben HaRambam. Okay, the Rambam had a son, and the Rambam's son, a lot of his works are being made popular today. The Rambam's son, he writes about his father, that my father depicted, the picture that my father wrote was with precision, that the branches are be'alachsoin, on a perfect angle, they're not round. The Rambam's son elaborates upon the drawing of the Rambam, and he tells us that it was written with precision. The menorah was a V menorah. It was not a round menorah. Okay, so this is the Rambam's picture, and the Rambam's son, the Rambam's son's elaboration upon the Rambam's picture. What about Rashi? Rashi is inconclusive. Rashi says two expressions in Parshas Terumah. He says first it was be'alachsoin, which would indicate that it's an angle. It was a V menorah. But then he says an expression, I don't remember the exact words in this moment, where the branches, they angled up. And most of the Mefarshim, the experts, say that from Rashi is inconclusive. We really can't be medactic what Rashi really holds, because he seems to contradict himself. Maybe he purposely wrote it in a vague way. We don't really know what Rashi holds. However, tradition, Hanach lohem li Yisraelim, einem nevim, b'nei nevim, we have a tradition, most of the Jewish people, until Lubavitch came along and really forced us to acknowledge the Shittas HaRambam, the tradition is that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was round. The branches were round. Very possibly, a very, very influential reason why this has been so is because of this depiction that appears on the Arch of Titus, where you see here round branches. If this indeed is the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash that was carried out, then this is a contradiction. This shows that the Rambam says it was a V. Here obviously it's not a V. So how do we reconcile this image with the Rambam? So let's study this image. First of all, notice here that this menorah does not have on the bottom legs. Those who we learned together Chumash at night, we read the Rashi, the menorah was truly 18 tefachim tall. 18 tefachim. Make a calculation, Rashi comes out to 17 tefachim. Where is the last tefach? The last tefach with three little legs underneath the base of the menorah. There are three legs. Where are the legs of this menorah? You see here the Jews carrying the menorah. You see the menorah being carried. It's not so clear exactly how they're carrying it. I don't know, it's hard to see what they're carrying. This person on the right side of the base, it looks like there's something on his shoulder, but what's on his shoulder? Is that the menorah, or is that something else that's on his shoulder carrying some other thing? It's not so clear, but where are the three legs? They're not present. So what happened? So maybe you will suggest that they got damaged in the long journey from Yerushalayim to Rome. Something happened. The legs were delicate, and they broke off in all of the violence. Very possible. By the way, what was that base? Rashi, Chazal say that base was hollow. That base of the menorah was hollow, and you know what they stored inside of it? They stored inside of it the wicks, the oil, all of the supplies. The supplies were stored on the inside of that base. That base was hollow. In this picture, does it look hollow to you? No, it looks like that it was a solid base. Chazal said that the base was, that there was compartments in this base. I don't know. So there's another big question about this menorah. You see on the menorah on the bottom there are cups. They are like etches which look like cups, which indeed there were three cups, that's true. You have to look very, very carefully to see the other parts of the menorah. And there is another very bizarre thing which you can't see so well on this menorah, that in the boxes of the base there is a picture of a dragon. You can't really see it well in this picture. A darkoin. Is that correct? Darkoin is a dragon? A darkoin? A darkoin was a symbol of Avodah Zarah during the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni by the Goyim. And it seems that etched into, you can have to go look at some better pictures online. Just go to Google and type in the Arch of Titus, the menorah. You'll see only 100 pictures of the menorah, all different angles, different colors, different parts. And etched into those boxes are images of dragons that we know were popular during the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni by idolaters. So what in the world is going on? Dragons etched into the menorah? Where does it say that? The Torah never aired, and there's no Maimon Chazal anywhere that talks about dragons. Chazal, we talk about the menorah, we know that the Kaftorim, the Prochim, the Gevi'im. What's going on over here? What are those funny symbols that are in the base? Also, why is there two layers to the base? We don't find any Chazal that indicate that the base had a double layer. The base here looks like it's not one big piece, it's two pieces, or it's designed as two different sections. There's no makar for that. We're missing legs. We have a base that seems to be a little bit bigger than, a little bit different than what we expect. We have dragons in the base. And in fact, I think there are more bizarre things about this menorah. It's round, and according to the Rambam, it should be a V menorah. So what is going on over here? This leads many experts to suggest that this is not the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. This was a nice candelabra. They found somewhere on the Har HaBayis. They found in the home of a very wealthy person. They found it on the street. It was made from gold. And they took it as a trophy. But no way could this be the actual menorah that was lit in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not possible because there are too many difficulties dealing with this menorah. Let me just turn to the page, make sure I got all the different parts.
Rabbi Levine?
Yes.
It's Mark Hirschowitz. Good afternoon.
Yes.
I just sent to the Caldwell WhatsApp some years ago, Dr. Stephen Fine from Yeshiva University produced an incredible presentation that was shown, I think, in the Jewish Heritage Museum, I think in like on East 16th Street, Center for Jewish Learning. I just sent that link.
Great.
Did a whole study, had a group of guys who had permission. And ultimately, he's providing a colorization.
Right, I saw that. I saw that. Right.
I just sent that link to you. It's about a two and a half minute. And you're right. His commentary is what you see as the menorah is not the menorah from
the Beis HaMikdash.
The Kodesh Kodashim. It was a menorah.
A menorah.
It was
right.
A menorah. So, but I don't want to steal your thunder. I mean, so I'm.
No. Good. You know, you're saying good.
I have to jump off now.
No, you're saying good. You're saying.
I'll touch base with you later on.
So these are the problems. Okay, these are the problems of the menorah. Okay, so basically over here, at least in the Sefer I'm using to discuss this, he points out those are the main issues. It's round, which is something which is inconclusive. The base is missing the three legs. The base has two parts to it. And probably the most intriguing part of this is the darkoin, what he calls the darkoin. Tsuras darkoin. I'll read you what it says here. The oitza peloisa torah parash pahaloisa davar muzer upela me'oid shahamenoira. Something that is very strange and mysterious, very much regarding this menorah. Shahamenoira shal shar titois, the menorah on the gate, on the arch of Titus. Mitsuyeres is decorated b'tzuras darkoin, shehi senel shel avodah zarah. V'lo yitochein, it is impossible, shehoisa kozois b'menorah shebehechol. Footnote here, he tells you to go, he has a citation to describe what exactly is the darkoin. So what is it all about? We really do not know. But it definitely is something very interesting. And every year, when we come to Parshas Bahalaischa, Bahalaischa Neris, Lamul Pnei Menorah, Ye'ir Shevas HaNeris, and we focus on the menorah, we have to remember, like I always like to say, is that this Arch of Titus is the biggest lie of history. The biggest lie. It's Western civilization, it's Rome, it's Edom claiming, we shut you down. We got the menorah. We got it. We captured it. It's in our possession. We have defiled it. I want to give you one other very important you said I wanted to mention, very interesting idea, the Neros. The menorah is always consistently in Chumash and Chazal called the menorah ha-tehoira, the menorah that is tehoira, that's pure. Part of the requirements of the menorah is there has to be a ner. A ner on the very top is a receptacle. The laws of the ner are identical to the laws of Tumah. In order for an object to have potential to become Tumah, it has to be a receptacle. Has to be a dvar kibble. You don't just stick a wick into the top of the menorah and you light it. There has to be a kli, a receptacle that you fill up with oil. When something is a receptacle, that gives it potential to become tame. And you have to guard it from contamination. That's exactly the point. The reason why the menorah is tahor is because the menorah indeed is susceptible to becoming tame. It's not just a slab of metal. It has receptacles. And once something is a receptacle to contain, then there's potential for it to become contaminated, and you have to guard it from becoming contaminated. The menorah, this is the menorah hatohara. The goyim thrive on this image. It's their claim that we have shut down the Jewish people. They're no longer relevant, they're no longer in existence. We took their holy item, which represents Jewish education. The menorah represents the Or of Torah. We've taken it. Jewish education has come to an end. The Jews have assimilated. We've conquered. This is the ultimate fake news in the world. Today we live in a generation where Trump has put in the dictionary a new word, fake news. This mural, not a mural, this monument, the Arch of Titus is basically, you know, it's preserving the news. It is the ultimate fake news in the world. The Or HaTorah is alive and well, right here in the hearts and minds of every single Jew, including everyone here on Zoom in our virtual shir, who is here to learn the Devar Hashem. Every single person, every single second is another dimension of B'haloischa es haneros, the lighting of the menorah. The menorah has never been more lit, has never radiated with more light, illuminated more people in the world than today. Today, the Or HaTorah is all over. It is infinite. The amount of learning that is out there is beyond belief, the Or HaTorah. And therefore, this monument is the ultimate fake news. You think you got the menorah. You got nothing. Not only the menorah that you have in your hands is a fraud, it's not even the real menorah, but what the menorah that you think you have represents, you certainly don't have that, because the menorah is lit and burning with nisim geluyim ad hayoyim hazeh in the hearts and minds of every member of Klal Yisrael. Everybody have a wonderful day. Yer Tshem tonight. Anyone who wants to join me, we'll learn Chumash tonight at 7:15. Until then, until tomorrow morning, 9:30, have a wonderful day. Be well, stay safe. And that's it.
Shaykh.
How are you doing?
Yes. Shaykh,
Rabbi.
Have a wonderful day.
Rabbi Levine,
yes.
In a way, nothing's changed because the archetypes depicts looters, right? So,
exactly. Excellent. Excellent. You know, looters.
Go to the arch there. Somebody should do a relief. Let me bring.